This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for your comments. But first, a correction. In a story yesterday about drug violence in Mexico, we reported incorrectly that a 13-year-old was among a group of teenagers killed in a recent mass shooting at a birthday party. The youngest person to die in that shooting was, in fact, 15 years old.
And we got an official response to yesterday's interview with Mike Schaefer, the owner of Schaefer's Fisheries in Thompson, Illinois. Mr. Schaefer exports frozen carp to Israel to be made into gefilte fish. But he says his latest shipment of 400,000 pounds is being subjected for the first time to a new Israeli duty tax. Ohad Cohen, the head of the commercial mission of the Israeli embassy, contacted our show. He says the fact that Schaefer's fish had not had a tariff in previous years was a technical oversight. And when they found out, Cohen says, they informed the U.S. government that the fish would be taxed. The Israeli government says it is trying to see how to accommodate Mr. Schaefer, but that they legally cannot make an exception for one company.
Another interview yesterday inspired some listeners' creative side. We heard from Roger Dow, president and CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, about how the U.S. is trying to jumpstart tourism. In addition to the official methods, we asked Mr. Dow if the country couldn't use a new tagline to encourage visitors.
The slogan is this: America has something for everyone. You want beaches, you want mountains, you want to ski, you want to see cowboys, you want to go to Las Vegas, you want entertainment, you want to shop. America has it all.
Well, listeners added their own.
America is still the new world. Come explore it, suggests Tony Lowe of Dothan, Alabama.
Or this from Christopher Worth of Millersville, Maryland. Freedom to experience the American experience.
Or if you go for rhyming, every season is another reason to visit the USA, writes Michael Reba of Delray Beach, Florida.
And from Sonoma, California, Neil Ross Attenson writes in with one that his wife, Ann Clark, came up with. America, you've got to see it to believe it. And he adds that she couldn't write in herself because she is scrambling eggs at present.
Best excuse I've heard. Anders Nilsson of Chicago, Illinois, took issue with our piece that explored how realistic The Hurt Locker is. That's a film. Mr. Nilsson writes, The Hurt Locker is a dramatization. Hopefully, we can expect a piece on how the alien moon in Avatar actually doesn't exist. How, as depicted in Inglourious Basterds, Hitler wasn't actually killed in a theater fire. And perhaps a caution to children to please not try to float their houses with balloons, like an Up. Because it's impossible. It's Hollywood, people.
Well, this is public radio, people, and we want to hear from you. Come to npr.org and click on Contact Us.